This is Sarah Reith with Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land, Oral Histories of Mendocino County. Today we'll hear from George Montag, who was born in Hungary and came to the United States when he was 7 years old. He came to the Bay Area from New York for the Summer of Love, then settled in Elk in 1971. We spoke last summer in a little room in the Greenwood School with the smell of eucalyptus trees and the ocean wafting past the door.
I was so young. I was a single father already. My wife and I had split up. When I came to Elk, it was just my son, who was two, and myself. And we schlepped up here. And Back to the Land wasn't like a defined thing back then. If it had been, that's what I would have wanted to do. But we didn't know. Yeah, I didn't really realize that's what we were doing. But that's what we were doing. First, I was in town, and there were, you know, the newcomers had started a little Sunday soccer game that we played in this rock-strewn field in the middle of town. And some of the older, the young old-timers that were more our age were playing soccer with us, so we got to meet everybody. And they seemed like a friendly sort. You know, they maybe drank more than the newcomers, but I guess everybody was like smoking pot. So we had that in common. Man that owned the garage, Mel, kind of shepherded you along into helping you with your plumbing or whatever else you needed help with that you obviously, coming from the city, knew nothing about. The first year I was here, there was a big freeze and all the pipes froze, and, you know, so we needed help. Everybody needed a lot of help. And I had high hopes. I was going to do everything by hand. We didn't have electricity or anything. And I was living in that trailer and building house by hand, and I had this crazy idea that I wanted to build this hexagonal house, and I wanted to do this fancy notching and all this kind of stuff. And I probably wouldn't have listened to anybody who tried to talk me out of it anyway, because we just were doing what we were doing as best we could. We had a child, Donna and I, who I met in Elk. Okay, so maybe I should get back there. I met my wife in Elk. She came here with Cat Mother, which was this rock group that moved to Elk. She knew them, and she ended up in Elk and took over this little nursery school. And meanwhile, I had gotten a job figuring out that the way to get work here was the only people that seemed to have money were people that could afford to go to the bar. So I'd go to the bar in the afternoon and meet these loggers who were coming off work and getting a drink. And eventually one of them gave me a job. We made our own community, which was many of us coming from cities and other places. It didn't seem to have much community, even though there were many, many people. That was something that I think we were all hungry for, a feeling of community. You know, the community of Elk, there's the coastal community. I remember the Jewish community. We had to create that out of nothing also. We were looking for something, some kind of spiritual path so we could pass it on to our kids, or at least that was my motivation. I wasn't particularly religious when I was brought up.
Can you talk a little bit about what it took to create a Jewish community out here?
The most important things on the calendar, the High Holy Days, which come in the fall, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And that was something that even if you were barely religious or not religious at all, or even an, you know, atheist or agnostic Jew, you still wanted to do the High Holy Days. And the other thing was Passover, the Passover Seder, which I really don't know anybody that doesn't remember that fondly. So we wanted to have that, and it just kind of organically grew until we actually incorporated as a community. We bought an old church that's our shul in Casper.
So what was the first holiday that you celebrated as the Jewish community?
Probably the very first one I remember is there was a community Seder for Passover, which wasn't particularly Jewish, but it was very community. Passover is a holiday where you don't eat any leavened products or products that could be leavened. But it was a potluck, so people bought, like, muffins. You know. But it was still, it was definitely a feeling of community that brought people together, and then the people that felt like they had more knowledge or they wanted something a little more traditional just got together and talked about it, and we just kind of made it happen. But I don't know if somebody could come up here as like a single father with a kid with one sleeping bag, one broken down car, and two cardboard boxes that held all our belongings and be able to make it. I don't know how it's possible with rents and the cost of living having gone up so incredibly high over the years.
So what do you think made it possible for you to come here as a young father with so little and just make it happen?
Probably ignorance helped. Yes, I didn't know any better. We were very optimistic. Now I'm not so optimistic as I was. But on the other hand, it is true that the younger people, they're still having babies, which takes a pretty high degree of optimism to want to bring children forth into the world as it is today. So at least we've instilled some sort of positive attitude and optimism in these kids.
This is Sarah Reith. We just heard a short excerpt from my interview with George Montag for Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land, Oral Histories of Mendocino County. Half-hour episodes of this program air at 3:30 on Thursday afternoons. They're also on our website and Facebook pages. Promise of Paradise is supported by the National Endowment for the Humanities, California Humanities, the Arts Council of Mendocino County, the Judy Pruden Historical Preservation Fund of the Community Foundation of Mendocino County, the Mendocino Institute, and Grace Hudson Museum.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.